FCM. W4FCM. W4FCM. 4FCM. W4FCM.
4FCM, KD4FDI.
W4FCM. I'm sitting in the bed with my handheld, getting me to go to the doctor. You hear me okay?
Man, loud and clear.
But yeah, I've got my podiatry appointment, so say hi here and take off here in a minute. But love you. Good to hear you.
Yep, so. All right. What are you guys up to this week?
Well, just a normal week. Put the trash on the street today and nothing till next. Go to a podiatrist this morning. Then next Saturday, meet with her cousins. It's going to be somewhat near 76 degrees today. And rain Monday. It rains tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. Then it's going to be in the 40s and 50s come next weekend.
Be interesting for me, so, but hopefully all the leaves don't come down at one time, you know. That makes a mess, but at least it'll cool down a little bit more after that, so that's good. So, okay, well, you're meeting with cousins next week. Okay, I thought it was this week. That'll be fun.
Coming Saturday, yes.
The once-a-year thing, right?
They're just coming to Greenville to check it out.
Okay, sounds good. So, yeah, we had a eventful few days of getting this house and everything. So, Angela's super excited. And, you know, we got guys on another month before we moved in there. But, together and almost 4 months in the camper, so that's a long time.
Don't get noise, so you must not change the batteries for a while, have you?
You're fine, I need to go outside here.
Parents, I love you. Thanks for being on. Thanks for the guys letting us talk. Oh yeah, no comparison, yeah.
We had a eventful few days here, you know, getting the house and everything, so that was good. So hopefully get settled in about a month and get the stuff out of the storage unit and all the good stuff. And, you know, just it's going to kind of almost be a bare house with the furniture we have. So we're going to have to obviously get a washer and dryer and all that stuff again.
Yeah, fun too. And so I'm excited for you. We'll see you Sunday, guys, at W4FCM site.
Sunday, so sounds good. All right, Dad, have a great day, and nice hearing you. We'll catch you later, W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Yeah, KD4FDI, W4FCM sign. Always look forward to hearing.
GU, KN4VWA.
And GU.
Bubby, how we doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
No. Well, let's make that proper. Are you gas tank filled? Well, now, is it on its way?
Well, the gas tank. I thought you meant, have I got gas in the vehicle I'm driving? I haven't ordered anything.
Okay. Well, all right. I thought you was going to get right on that stuff, bud.
Yeah, I've been away for the weekend.
Or I know how you can get sidetracked with all kinds of stuff. We're trying to get the kids in a house, and we're sort of on the trail of one. And man, I'm going to tell you what. Well, I just won't say over the air what I think of realtors, but they do fall into the same category as lawyers.
Quite that bad. Just depending on the one you get, sounds like you didn't get a good one.
No, we've got a good one. The one on the other side, it's the listing agent is the issue.
Incredible. What's out there?
The woman wants us to sign a contract with no inspection.
Now, Steve, there's so much demand to get a snap up a house quick. You're probably going to lose it over that issue. But I would insist on it.
Hey, I don't buy no pig and no poke, baby. No inspection, no sale. Go to your next one down.
been national news stories about people that bought houses and without inspections just to snap it up. And it was a bad mistake.
Mama didn't raise no dummy. There you go, Hal. But in the meantime, what is the plan, Stan?
Some of these things I'm going to get for Christmas. I'll have to wrap a fuel pump, water pump, and I don't think we're in any big hurry, but we'll get all the parts in. But I told you I was going to have you go over the order and make sure you thought it was what I needed before I ordered, so you should have known I haven't ordered anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just whenever you're ready to go over it, we'll get me and Cole together, and we'll go over everything and then hit it from there.
I'm anxious to get it moving. Went to a nice little antique car display. It's been there for many years. It's been 20-something years since I've seen it. It's actually on the same property with the Grove Park Inn. Have you ever seen that one?
I've always had a thing about the Grove Park Inn. I have been there and I've seen it, but I haven't never stayed there. Any place that has to put chain link fencing over their roof to keep people from being injured, no, I ain't staying there. No, I didn't even know there was anything like that up there.
The Asheville area that was a Cadillac dealer and distributor. And, man, he's got some nice, of course, he's been long gone. And these cars, many of them over 100 years old. And brought back pretty far. I mean, there's not many imperfections on them. I wouldn't say museum quality, but pretty close. And everything from Packards to Fords, Chevrolets, and he's got an Edsel in the back. He got the fire engine that was used for many decades in downtown Asheville, completely restored in there. And it's a pretty nice place. It's free, too.
How about that? Well, I may have to ride by and see that. So it's got you the old iron bug, huh?
Didn't quite get that, but if you're facing the front doors, it's down to the right, you know, that goes down the hill and then back up. And you used to have a guy in there many years ago. We didn't stay for anything but the museum. We had dinner reservations at somewhere else, and I had to get away. But there used to be a guy that built flutes out of an African black wood that's the hardest wood on earth. I don't remember the name of that now. But they sold for $10,000 to $20,000 per flute. Very mellow sound. And they had a year waiting list. Can you imagine?
I cannot see any workmanship being worth that kind of money. Especially on a piece of wood.
He talked about the special saw he had to have just to cut it. He said it just breaks tools right and left. Unbelievable. But anyway, that's a nice little if y'all are headed up toward Asheville and going up north further or just going to bum around in Asheville some, you need to stop by that museum. It's got some nice vehicles there, son.
Like a pretty good deal. That would be something I'd be interested in. Did y'all go down on Pack Square?
No, we didn't. We were all over the upstate of North Carolina and South Carolina. We even wound up for about 4 or 5 hours at the Billy Graham Museum, and I really enjoyed that. I'd been up there several years ago with a quartet trying to help them get their equipment set up and everything. And it was freezing cold. It was at a Christmas, and I didn't have a chance to tour or do anything, but we had a chance to look around, go through the museum and everything. And Cliff Barris, who used to live on Paris Mountain, he's buried there beside Billy, or right there in the vicinity, and George Beverly Shea's there too.
No, I didn't know that Cliff Barrows used to live on Paris Mountain.
All those years he just traveled to the Crusades.
About that, I did not know that.
Real nice display. You go in about 12 to 15 different rooms, and there are videos in the first five or six, and then it's self-directed after that. And I got a little ice cream bar there and bookstore and all kind of stuff. It's good. It's good. It's real nice. They've got a Donor's Walk of Fame, of course, with bricks with engraved names, and walk along, sing our donors at NGU, see their names there, so people give to a variety of places.
Ice cream bars. Have you been over trying to pick up a QT ice cream cone lately?
Well, you must have a story, so let's have it.
QT food areas were shut down over the weekend. I could not get a soft-serve ice cream cone, and it's your fault that you started that with me.
What was the reason?
Thing up there on the little ordering menu kiosk, still insufficient staff. But that was every single one of them.
Quit paying people to stay at home. This country's going to shut down.
I'm going to go over to White Oak. I'm down in a hole down here in Landrum, and I know I'm going to
QSY.
Four, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Calling station talking about Billy Graham Library. I missed your call sign.